The parasha Matan Torah. So we have here the union of Nasa and Nishma. In our parasha, it says they said Nasa, and then afterwards in Mishpatim, which that parasha really belongs here, like Rashi says over there, is where they said Nasa and Nishma, and that seemed to be the extraordinary. A moment of Kabbalah Satorah, the Yichud of Kabbalah Satorah lies in Nasa V'Nishma. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Darsha P'simoy, B'shosh Shikdim Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, Bo Shishim Ribu Shamalach HaShos Halechad V'Echod Mi'Yisrael, Kosh V'Lei Shnei K'sorim, Ech K'neged Nasa V'Echod K'neged Nishma. So when they were makdim it, they said, they got this crown, and it says later on, Rabbi Loza says, "B'shoshim v'sol nasin ishlo yotzer baskav amru lehen mi gila lebonei roz zeh shemalach hashoras mishtam shem boi yisib boruch hashem malachik boi koyach oise dvore l'shmaya b'kol dvore b'reisha oise v'hodo l'shmaya." So l'maisa, you have here the chshivas being marked in nasa l'nishma, it's like a malachim, and that's where they got two ksarim. So the Masha asks over here, what's the point? Why tuksarim? Lamaya said the normal mahalach is nisha v'naseh. It's not mashma that deserved any types of special reward for that. That's like every dvar Hashem. But the chshivas was that they were marked in nasa nishma, so there should be one kesefit. That's the shaila mashoyes over here. It's also interesting that when they b'shoshim v'sol nasa nishma bo shishim ribu shamalach hashos kol echad v'echim Yisrael koshulei shnei k'sarim, so they had shishim ribu, one malach per person. Taking it back, it says do me'evesim ribu malachim, and Taisa speaks about it, and he explains how the Gemara dashes it and how come you need twice as many. Al Kaponim, he speaks about the difference between malachim that are mitzad atoy, malachim mitzad ra, different, he speaks about mitzad malachim. So Al Kaponim, the understanding the difference between the nasa v'nishma over here, between the asi and the shmiya, is something that we need to be misamek on. In the parish over here, l'chura, the mashmos in the Gemara over here is that the nasa is much cheshiva. It's keilu, it takes more to be nasa. Klal Yisrael they flipped around the Seder at Varandu, like Malachim, but Tachlis, that seems to be more the more cheshiva one. In the Medrash, in the beginning of the Sedra, it says like this. Amar lahem, im yipol odem roisha ga kogur fe loike, varoi fe nichas etzem noisem retir beroisha, b'chem yorev chem beraglov, b'chol evorv nimtze kula retiris. So, Chazal give a mashal to the chshivas of Shmiya, that even though a normal person, when he gets injured, or when something happens to him, you need to deal with every part of his body, you know, to somehow to be metaplin it. Ani einikach ella ramach evorim ba'odom hazeh va'oizen echad men. A person has 248 evorim. The oizen is one of them. V'chol aguf meluchach ba'averis. And the whole body is full of averis. Ve'oizen shemas ve'chol aguf mekabel chayim. Shimut chinaf shechem. So through hearing, the whole guf rejuvenates itself. Ve'chein atomaitze b'yisroi, the shmi is what brought him here. So l'chura des, the mashmos here is that shmiya is better, bigger than the nasa. The nasa, it got messed up. The shmiya can rejuvenate it. It says before, in the beginning of this chazal, it says a mashal that an eved had two cups, and of wine he broke one of them. The king said, "Be careful not to break the other." Kach amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, shnei koises mezaktem b'Sinai, nasa v'nishma, shavartem nasa, asisim lefanai egel, hizor b'nishma. So in both Mesholim that the Chazal give over here, the Mashmor says that maybe the Seder of Nasa V'Nishma was the right Seder in the beginning, but now it's going to be Nishma V'Nasa. That's quite clear. It's something which is the right now all we have left is the Nishma. Be careful not to mekalkel. And then the second muscle is not only be careful not to mekalkel, but I'm going to rejuvenate the entire body from the oizen. So maybe Nasa Nishma happened once upon a time, but isn't today Nishma Vanasa? L'chur has to say that dvar. That's a shayla over here in terms of the chashivas that Chazal give on the Nishma, that the Nasa comes from it, and if we're to follow the Chazal logically, this is what's happened today. A little bit of an aura also, Chazal say over here that the oizen stays whole even though the rest of the guf is meluchlach b'averis, and from the oizen everything else comes back again. The Gemara says in Ksubis that a person should be very careful about what he hears, nivulpeh, and so on, because the oizen is nichva tchila levarim. The oizen is the most sensitive levarim, and it becomes it's miskalkal much more quickly than the levarim are miskalkal. So if we're to ask ourselves, what are the chances that a person's guf would be broken and the oizen would be sholem, l'chura l'fi that gemara, that chance would be very, very slim, because the oizen is the most sensitive devarim, and that goes first. The Muslim person has some sort of furniture that has in it wood and metal and glass, so if it falls, the part that's going to break first is the glass, because that's the most sensitive. So if you give me a muscle where a person is totally beat up, and Avodah Zarah is that type of thing, and certainly the muscle of a person who has retias on his whole body, in Roish and Yodav Raglov, so how is it that the oizen is not damaged? That's a shayla in the muscle Chazal are giving. One more inyan, the Chazal, it's a medrash in Sheh Shem Rabban of the medrash, but upon him, the medrash says, L'reach shmonecha turak shmecha, that by the reyach of the shmonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shmonim, that's where shemet turak shmecha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chshivas, is conveyed by the smell of his shmonim. That's the lashon, that's the pasuk. So Chazal Darshan, one of the drashas is that kol mitzvahs she also obviously for necha reichos heim, that all of the mitzvahs that the others did are only a bechina of an odor, but what we do, we got taryag mitzvahs shemen turak shmecha, so they're l'reach shmonecha, and we're shemen turak shmecha. I'm very not clear, and where it Chazal seemed to indicate as if it's merumas the pasuk ramach, the ramach mitzvahs. So they say it's the word l'reach is gematria ramach. So what exactly is the pasuk telling us, that we're better than the others? That the others, first of all, it says the others are mekayim kol teru kula. So, I mean, we're proud that we have ramach and shasa, mitzvasei, mitzloisasei, but the others are mekayim kol teru kula. The meisa others, no one, I don't think anyone ever says that our meisa is superior to the others. So what's that belittling of the meisa others as being a p'chinas reach and us being Shem Torah Shmecha. What we're trying to say, we do more mitzvahs than the others? Is that what we're trying to say? We're better at doing it? Person is also say, must give my voice say that the person always supposed to stand in awe. We mentioned the schus of the office, the bris of the office. I mean, it's from Pshutma. It doesn't even have to speak about it. So what exactly does that Chazal imply over there? What are we so it's a Sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what exactly is that Sheva? So we need to understand a little bit more on this inyan of Reach, on the inyan of understanding a relationship between two chalakim of between two chalakim of the mitzvah of the Olam HaMitzvahs. Let's look at a halacha, and we'll try to compare two halachas. There's both in the world of Reach and in the world of Tam. A person has an item that may or may not be something that's not fit to daven. If the person's misrachik from it, then whatever the shir, misrachik, not looking at it, depending on different yonim, that's fine. If it has a reach, then as far as the reach goes, you have a real problem. And it's a halachic issue when you have a reach. Then there's something called a reach that a reach that has no ikar. You took away the thing that gave the bad reach, but now there's still a lingering odor. So halachically, that is a whole different world. It a reach that ain't by mamish is much much more kuladik than a reach than a reach that's come from a moshes. May even be okay. The same thing you have in Inyan in Tam, in the world of Tyruvis of Isurim. So if you have a thing that's meuriv in a dava azah, that's meuriv in a dava heta, so that's one halacha. If it's something that has tam in it, and you cooked it and the tam leached out, that can aser everything. The tam is keiker. And then you can have a tam that has no ikar. And no mamashes, tam without mamashes. So you have a very interesting relationship. On the one hand, the reach and the tam go much further in the hashpa of the item, of whether it's the dava mos or the erva or the iser. But on the other hand, without the ikur, the tam and the reach have no mamashes. So it's not, you know, to ask ourselves which is better, which is stronger, which is better, is not a correct question, because it depends for what, and we'll see in a second, we'll try to get a sense of the Hagadara. We want to be oimed on the following. Much stronger, much more far-reaching is the reach and the tam. But a reach and a tam, even though it itself has no mamashis, but if it comes from a dovashesh by mamish, then it has the power of the mamashis to spread it beyond the mamashes. It's an extension of mamashes. A tam or reach that has no mamashes is a zeichel adava, and it's nothing. Because since it's not grounded and rooted in a metzias, it's nothing. That's the yachas of tam and reach to its shayrish. We can take a simple example. Let's say even food. A person to eat food that has no tam is very difficult. But if a person eats something that just has the tam without the food, he's not satiated. So it, depending on whether or not, when a person wants food, he's thinking of the tam of the food. But and without tam, it's very, very difficult to eat it. If a person doesn't have a chush of tam and doesn't have any sense of what he's eating, it's very, very difficult. But if the person has just the tam, or just the reach of it, then the person starves. And it's faket, it's much worse when a person has a reach or tam tzalach, he's supposed to give the shamish to eat because it's a sakana to be meriach without having the thing itself. So we have a relationship of two halakim of the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. One is mamashis, ikr, and one is the tam or the reach that goes beyond. That relationship exists in the world of ruchnius in a big way. You have the olam hamitzvahs, which are the maisim, the physical maisim that is Torah in the world of asiya. This is basa kasha, this is basa nevela, this is basa treif, this is tefillin, this is tzitzis, this is kilayim, the physical reality that's Torah. And in the world of, in a little bit of a more subtle way, the world of tzivuyim and diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same set of reality. Just like we say, Baruch She'ama V'Hoya Ha'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are mitzias to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words from Anoichi onwards are mitzias. And we treat it first and foremost as a mitzias. It's not different to us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yehi Oyer, and that's the shevish of all mitzias to us. Or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Anoichi Lo'yiyah Lecha, that's the shevish of it's a mitzias. That is one chelik of the olam hamitzvahs. The second chelik of it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put havanis and tfises in these inyanim, and those inyanim, and that becomes the tam and the reach of it. In other words, you can force me to jump up and down, but it's meaningless. Whatever mishigas you have in mishigas, you took a gun, he told me to jump up and down. So I jump up and down. But there's absolutely no tam ledava, and there's no reach to it. And b'meila, there's not even a reach to it. It's nothing. I don't know what it is. So it comes to me only as a mitzias. You're holding a gun to my head. I have to do it because that's it. Why? What? When? I don't have an idea. I don't have any idea. I can also understand and get a certain tefisa in something, a certain havana, and that becomes the tam hadava. The word tam, in terms of reason, rationale, means exactly the same like tam in flavor. And also, even if I can't be oimid on the tam, I can sometimes hear a reach. A person does. Do I understand what it is in tefillin that makes, that elevates a person? Somebody who understands the deep kavanas and understands. But we have the sense of it. Person puts on tefillin, he feels the kedusha. There's a certain sense of it, and that's a p'chinas reachtet. So, in the olam hamitzvahs, in the big, I'm talking about olam mitzvahs in the big sweep, in the olam of ruchnias. The olam of ruchnias comes to this world on two oifanim. It comes to this world mitzad ikr, mitzad mitzias, and it comes to this world mitzad tam and reach. What we call Torah, and in terms of Talmud Torah, in terms of learning, that is something that is the that is the tam hadava, in the sense, or the reach hadava, in the sense of some feel that it's right, some sort of hagasha pnimius of what it's about. The same way that flavor in food gives us a sense that we sort of have some sort of deher in it. Same way a reach in something gives us a sense of what's going on over here. Those were the two worlds of, and they have a certain relationship between each other, that each one has something the other one doesn't have. The first one is, I am drawn to food by the reach and the tam. The person standing far, far away can only get to it because he smelled something and it made him hungry. He smelled something and he knew that something's going to satisfy him. So the draw to the world of Ruchnius is reach. But let's say I would leave it at that. Not only doesn't that satisfy a person, it's dangerous to a person. It's like the exact like the halacha, if you have a shamash and he smells a meal, you have to give him to eat. It's a sakana because his body's gotten excited, his salivated, his digestive juice began to work up, and the person has nothing to fill it with. And therefore, the person then goes and eats it, and he's full. When he eats it and he's full, and he's very happy, when the person remembers, what he remembers is the tam boy. When a person who has eaten, and he craves the meal again, or he's drawn back, somebody has, he wants to go eat someplace, and he has fond memories of this place. The reason is not usually because he felt stuff when he walked out, it's because of the tam that's left over there. So you have a very interesting relationship between the two. The reach is a drawing card. Without the guf hadavah, it's nothing. The guf hadavah, the ikur, when a person is mischabed to it, he then remembers, and the tam shaboy. And the tam is a very strong tam. A person, a mashal, who walks by a place that's not kosher, whatever it is, and there's this interesting reichis there. The person, because he knows he can't, he sort of begins to block it out, and the person doesn't not misyachis to it. It's only when he was toim the ikka that the tam draws it back again to it again and again. HaKadosh Baruch, the tachlis of the bria was that HaKadosh Baruch who come down to Sinai and bring down the world of Ruchnis to this world. The reaching out to the world of Ruchnis started with the Avis. The Avis had an extraordinary sensitive smell. And L'Reach Shmanecha, they were able to detect that in a world of Bria, of people and animals and money and goods and a physical world, the material world, there's a reach of something else in the Bria. And that reach to them was the Olam Ruchni, and that was the reach Shmanecha. It's a Maila. The Avis detected the reach first, and they were the ones. We would not have had Sinai without them. Catching the scent of Sinai and moving in to get to it. That's the stage one. Had we come to Sinai and we would have received the Torah not as a mitzias, but rather as a wonderful elaboration and exposition of what the others believed in. If it would have been an intense others experience, it would have been a shimmer. It would have been nothing. It would have been a fantasy. Because at the end of the day, a reach or a tam, there's no mamashis, no ikur, is nothing. So you have a change, not only... It's not the pshat we received a much more clear understanding of what the others had. If that would be the case, it means that it still exists in the world only as some sort of ideal, a philosophy. a philosophy is nice, it's fine, it has no mamashes whatsoever. And b'meila, then would not, then it would have been worthless. The being makdim nasa v'nishma said we receive the Torah as a metzias in the Bria. Torah to us is as emes and as solid as all the laws of nature. These are the laws of right and wrong. This is good, this is bad, this is evil, this is superb. This is, everything comes as a metzias. The being makdim nasa l'nishma is something where it means we receive Torah with the ikur and the mamashes preceding the tam and the reah. The now, if we have a mamashes and it has reah in it, so if we would have just said nasa, if we would have stayed just in nasa mode, then we, again, it's like trying to eat when a person has no tam in it or no reach in it. So when somebody stuffs it down my throat, I'm hooked up to an IV, it's going into my veins, but afterwards I don't come back to it again because nothing's drawing me back again. It's only because I'm a kabbalit nasa v'nishmadik that I have the nasa and I have the nishma. The nishma after the nasa is a very, very different nishma than the nishma before the nasa. The nishma before the nasa is an idea. It's you know, if somebody tells me you're hungry, I have an idea for something that could be a good food. Maybe it sounds good. But when I've eaten something and the tam came to me locked into a metzias, then that tam carries in itself the seed of the metzias. And b'meila, nasa v'nishma is tuksarim, because the keser of nasa and the keser of the nishma, because the nishma after the nasa is a different nishma than it's there before. Those are the tuksarim that they brought down. When they came and took it back, now if I broke one, the other one is, they become, I split the two. When it's ketikunoi, and I'm a kabul the mitzvah the way it should be, then the nasa contains the nishma in it, and that's one and the same. Masha'in came, the once it's, there's a kilkel, it becomes two separate ksarim, and a different malach needs to take each one. The roze migila roze the malach hashas mishtamish boy, that giboy akoyach that you know they do first and then hadil shmoya, the oisid dvori first and the shmoya afterwards. The pshat of that is, we start with bechira. The Rambam says, I mean, malachim are conscious sentient beings. Ruchnistic beings, but they are, and they experience. The Rambam says they hear what they experience. The difference between malachim and us is as follows: we are not, our natural physical self is not mitzvadik. We're not oisedvari. That's not who we are. But we sit down, we learn Musa, we make a Cheshbon Nefesh, we think about it, we reach out to Bechira, and then we draw in we bring it to Alma Maisa. That is what a person is. So for us, the it starts with the Reach, and then there's the Maisa as a result of it. Malachim are barriers that are, they are oisedvarit, they be'etzem do. In their doing, they deher what exactly is going on. I give a vague muscle. You have sometimes a person can be taught to play music, so he learns about it, understands it, and then he tries to play it, to do it. A person who's born with extraordinary chush for music plays naturally, and the understanding is just to help him understand what it is that's natural to him. What exactly is it? Why this sounds more pleasant? This sounds this way. This sounds that way. It's a havana in the maisa. So the oilum of malachim is things come as a maisa. That's the whole metzias. And in the maisa, they have the reach, the tam. We are the opposite. But when we mekabel it in our Sinai, it means that we deher the olam hamitzvahs differently. No longer is the olam hamitzvahs a fulfillment of a certain ideal of ours. Rather, the olam hamitzvahs is a metzias in the bria, and our understandings of it is a research in it. It's this amkus in it. It's not the thing that it gives it its validity. That's what happened at Har Sinai. When Chazal speak, so let's go back to the Chazal over here. When Chazal speak about the difference between the others and us, they're not, it's Chas V'Shalom, not taking away from the others, but it's something that is telling us the others were the first. The Reach Shmanecha is the Aleph. We are not Oysed Dvar Be'etzim. That's not who we are. That's not our Metzias. We start by detecting it, by being drawn to a world that we feel is a Ruchnistic world. The others brought us to this point. So we're not saying we're better than the others. We're talking about what we need to do. We can't stay in the world of Reiches. We need to get to the Shemen. The Shemen is where the Reich is locked into. So yes, the Reich itself goes for miles, and that's why I came running here. But now, for me to accomplish what I have to accomplish, I have to find where that Shemen is. I have to find where the Iker of that Reich is. The Mitzvah's essay, the difference in Mitzvah's essay, it says, we got Ramach, Mitzvah's essay, and Shasar, Lois essay. The Ramach and the Shasar, it's not the Pshat, the others didn't do them. They didn't have a Tzivuyim. The difference, like we said before, between a Tzivuy and doing it is, a Tzivuy means it's a Metzias. The same God that said Yehi Or was Mitzave us to do this and this. There's no difference. The mitzvahs that the others deherred as wonderful ideals became the mitzias for us because you gave it to us tzivudik. And that's why we struck the shemen. The others smelled the shemen, the reach of the shemen, and brought us there, and we need to fill our pitchers with that shemen. The Chazal that tells us that you are miskalkel be nase ten daitran miskalkel de nishma. It's true that if luyitzur the nishma would have been a nishma before the nase, then that's nothing. The nishma that we're talking about is a nishma that comes afterwards. It's a different shmia. It's a different shmia when you hear it as coming before or coming afterwards. If the nishma is just, you know, it's something when it precedes a mitzvah, so that nishma is weaker. It's on a lower darga, and it wouldn't bring you to it. If it's the nishma that's locked into the nasa, in other words, a person who felt the tam toiv in a mitzvah, so even if he messed up in the mitzvah, it'll be very hard for him to get away from that tam toiv. We said before, mashal, taimim that we never were able, so if a person has taimim, a person who's loyalein, who's not well, he can't eat certain things, you block out that reach. You block it out because it's not shaykh to you. But if a person ate something and the tam lingers in his mouth, lingers in the mouth, so he wants to come back to it again, because it was there already. Once a person took on the oil of the asiyah of the ma'isa mitzvahs, then that stays with the person, and that will bring him back. So he may not always be able to do it, but the sense that he has in himself of the ma'isa, the tam that he has from the ma'isa, stays with him. Let's give a mashal. A person that has the world of chesed. So we can say 1,001 stories about how wonderful chesed is, and how great it is, and so on. And it draws a person to do chesed. It'll bring a person to chesed. But if a person does a chesed, and he feels the tam ha-toiv of chesed, he sees the eyes light up of the other person, he understands how he touched the other person, that tam has the same staying power as the ikar. And even if the next time he's lazy and doesn't feel like doing the chesed, but it haunts him because he knows how well he helped Reuven and what it looked like, and now he feels like he came as Shimon. So the power of regeneration, the power of rejuvenation, will come from that. But it's only if it's a tam or reach that has had an ikar. So in the person's nefesh himself, when the person, the tam and the reach that comes from ikar is a tam and reach that has staying power. It's something, there's a lot of chazal that associate each other. Whether the medrash is ikar, ma'isa is ikar, medrash is mevil de ma'isa, and so on. A lot of chazal back and forth in mitzvahs. There's no gvul to chazal that play off the mitzvahs versus the Torah Shabbat, the Limud Shabbat. Lumar Anaslasos, all of those chazal, they're both correct, because like a circle, we're talking about two different sides of the circle. If a person's Torah is never expressed in Maisa, in other words, a lot of learning, ideas, nice things, very little of it is implemented, then, I'm not talking about Averis, I'm just talking about not much doing, then those are reiches. And the sole tachlis is to bring a person to Maisa. And if it hasn't brought to Maisa, not only has it failed, but those reiches and timing are giving nothing. If a person sees advertising for something, and he can't afford it once, twice, the third time doesn't look at the advertising. It's nothing. It's a fake. It's not shaykh to him, and it's not part of his world. So those rails aren't part of his world. It loses its power over the person, and it will stop even budging him towards that place. But the first dagger in reach is to bring a person to something. When a person is Isaac in Torah at a ma'isidika level, he does mitzvahs, he does everything that's included in Torah. So the chelik that's going to stay with him, even if he messes up in the world of ma'isa, even when he can't do ma'isa, is dafka the reach shabai, the tam shabai. Somebody that's a lumoid and not an oisa, then the limud is reiches. And it's nothing. It's kanan boiker. It's a fantasy. A person who's an oiser without limud, without tavan and tfisa, when he does, there's nothing that if chas v'shalom stops doing or whatever, there's nothing that's going to draw back again. It's when a person does and understands what he does. When the person does and he has a chiyus in it, he has a geshmak in it, he has a tam in it, then that tam and that reach stays forever. You could be shaiva the kois of naseh, but a nishma that came from a naseh stays forever. The tam of a person when he sat and learned for tkufa without pashkening, When a person helps somebody else, for good reasons, lishma, all of those things, the tam shaboy stays with the person. It says in Darizal says that on Shabbos, the malachim bring back the tuksarim to Klal Yisrael. So it's brought down. In the Kavanah, he speaks about it. Mizvah Shleim Hashabbos. Whatever it is, much can be said about Shabbos. But the one thing about Shabbos that's there is the kvi v'kaimi. Shabbos is independent of our asiya. Shabbos is a mitzias, lasis. The Shabbos is something which it has a mitzias. B'meila, its reyach and its shemen is always going out and being moishach. Moyadim, I have to make the moyadim. I have to mikash moyadim. So it's a vicious cycle. If I'm not in the mood to do it, there are no ma'adim. And if it's perfunctory and I'm just going through the motions, then it's much, much less. Shabbos has a sherish and an ikar from someplace else. Shabbos is a matana, it means its sherish is not from us. Its sherish comes from someplace else and it sits here. The things that are kvi v'kaima in the person, those are the things that are that bring back both ksar. So if we're to ask ourselves a person's avoda, to make a person's avoda becomes permanent in him, what does it look like? And the answer is, it's trei rein de lo yisparden. These are two mahalchim that can't separate from each other. Learning, thinking, listening without doing is a show, and it comes and it goes. It's a reach that has no ikker, it's a tam that has no mamashis, it's gone. When a person does the right things, is mechanach to do the right things, but he doesn't give enough effort, doesn't put in enough effort, mental effort, emotional effort, to pick up some of the tam, some of the reiches in it, or not enough of it, then there are tkufis when person can't do, and there's nothing to bring him back. Or, like the Chazal say, you need to patch up every aver. This is messed up a bit, this messed up, every aver needs to be patched up a bit. When a person is lumod amnas lasis, when a person's tkufa of stelling himself avek, of creating the person he is, incorporates both, Then the ideas and the ideals of Yiddishkeit come to him as a reality, not as a fantasy. And that reality has in itself tam and reach. Long after the bite itself, the food itself is gone, the taste of the food stays with him, and it drives him again and again to look for that food. The nasa v'nishma together, it's not once they said nasa, what's the point of nishma? Nasa v'nishma is two ksarim that become one keser. One malach, in a malach, these two ksarim are one keser. That's why only, it says a malach can't do two shlichas. When nasa v'nishma is kitikuna, it's one shlichas, because the nasa v'nishma is one and the same. When a person eats the food, and whatever he's eating, he doesn't separate in his mind the reach and tam from the guf oichel. It's one. This is meat. This is bread. This is this. It's only when there's a kilkel that the one or the other. If a person's kabbalas ha-teira is that one integrated whole of nasa nishma, then even when there's a tkufa when the nasa is not so active, the nishma stays and haunts him, and the nishma brings back both ksarim again. Chas.
He wants to have the nishma first.
Right.
So you tell him the Torah, it's yira, it's chukim, but right. The time has to remain. It's
right. Right. Good. Okay.